talking about an expenditure of approximately $25 million. And again, I was very glad at Monday's meeting that I was able to put the proposal forward with the scenario that Donegal County Council would make every effort now of securing the foreshore licence. Now, the foreshore licence has to be in place before we can go ahead for a sum of $130,000. It's a major development there, and it consists of a variety of items like a marina, hotel, there's houses, there's facilities for diving, for the ferry boats and so on and so forth. A lot of jobs at stake, and there's also a part of a plan for creating a new car park.
Now, while there are no guarantees in life, if Donegal County Council were to find this funding, which you're optimistic they will, it certainly would give this development the kickstart, this private investment that's required.
No question or doubt about that. And looking at it in reality, Bordenport was a very, very vibrant town, one of the most vibrant, I suppose, in Donegal for many, many years during the fishing industry. Unfortunately, it has got to a very, very low because of all them different circumstances. Look at unemployment in general in the area. We badly need that. There would be a lot of jobs, of course, at stake here. I feel this is a very genuine effort in trying to create a development, and I look forward to the County Council now in negotiating this fully, led by the county manager himself with the Department of the Marine. And my other information on it from talking to the developers is hopefully if everything went north within 4 to 6 months, there is a possibility that we'd have planning in for the first phase of this major project, and it's something that I'd have to welcome very, very much, and I think everybody in West Donegal here in particular and around our islands and that would be delighted to see that.